Have you ever wondered why you're willing to pay $37 for a Chanel lipstick when a $6 Revlon contains nearly identical ingredients? The answer lies in what Pauline Brown calls aesthetic intelligence, our ability to understand, interpret, and articulate feelings evoked through sensory experiences. In today's digital saturated world, this other AI isn't just a luxury, it's becoming essential for business survival. While 85% of purchase decisions are driven by how products make us feel, most companies remain fixated on features and functions, creating a dangerous disconnect. The businesses that thrive understand a fundamental truth. In a world where people don't need more stuff, they desperately crave beauty, meaning, and sensory richness. This isn't about conventional good taste, but about creating experiences that resonate on a deeper emotional level, something that can transform ordinary products into objects of desire and everyday transactions into memorable moments. We're all born with aesthetic intelligence, but most have become numb to our senses, especially in analytical professional environments. This disconnect creates functionally sound but emotionally empty products. Fortunately, this capacity can be redeveloped. When designer Etta Goodman's daughter created style guidelines for Del Frisco's restaurants, employees understood the meaning behind aesthetic choices, took greater pride in their appearance, and showed increased enthusiasm, positively affecting customers. Our aesthetic sense develops through biological processes that interpret sensory experiences and access memories. While sight dominates modern life, our other senses remain crucial in decision-making. True aesthetic delight occurs when at least three senses engage simultaneously. The halo effect encompasses pre-experience excitement, the actual experience, and lingering memories. Despite Disney World's heat and lines, we remember only magical moments. Disney succeeds by creating immersive, multi-sensory experiences. Aesthetic delight isn't limited to conventional beauty. We're often attracted to what repels us. Jolie Laid, Pretty Ugly, explains our fascination with horror films and roller coasters. Alessandro Michele revolutionized Gucci with geek chic that challenges beauty standards. Brand codes, the sensorial markers that define a brand's aesthetic identity, create emotional connections between consumers and products. While separate from the products themselves, these codes evoke ideas, memories, and emotions that drive purchases. Nokia's Grande Valse ringtone, once played 20,000 times per second worldwide, exemplified a powerful brand code, reflecting their connecting people philosophy. Great brands rely on just a few sensorial identifiers, from distinctive sounds, MGM's Lion Roar, to signature colors, Veuve Clicquot's Yellow, to unique textures, Chanel Tweed. Sound affects us physiologically, triggering fight or flight, psychologically, influencing emotions, and behaviorally, shaping actions. Businesses leverage this strategically. Supermarkets use slow music to encourage lingering, while fast food restaurants play up-tempo music to increase turnover. Strong brand codes require specificity. UPS owns Pullman Brown, Tiffany's uses Pantone 1837 Blue, and Starbucks features a green two-tailed siren connecting to Seattle's maritime heritage and coffee's exotic origins. These codes become shorthand for emotional narratives that remain recognizable even out of context, which is why companies vigorously protect their visual identities. Of the Fortune 500 companies from 1955, only 60 remained by 2018. Most fail by competing in games they cannot win. Target survived by creating a distinctive approach rather than trying to beat Walmart at its own game. Price advantages for commodity products inevitably diminish. Some companies transform this challenge by creating compelling experiences, the Starbucks solution. Starbucks distinguished itself with comfortable interiors, elevating servers to baristas, and pioneering the third place concept. Heritage brands must balance relevance with tradition. While Sears failed by substituting financial engineering for aesthetic intelligence, Smeg succeeded with retro-style refrigerators that anticipated the desire for stylish appliances. Even industrial goods can transcend functionality. Yeti transformed ordinary coolers into coveted status symbols through exceptional performance and authentic storytelling. Despite prices 10 times higher than competitors, customers become such enthusiastic brand evangelists, they handle the marketing themselves. Companies like Apple, Aesop, and Lalabo have built devoted followings by prioritizing aesthetic experiences that engage all senses, treating customers not as mere consumers, but as humans seeking to feel alive. Curation relates to cure or restore, eliminating what doesn't work while assembling what remains pleasingly. When Remo Ruffini acquired struggling Moncler in 2003, it had only $60 million in sales and was losing money. Through aesthetic curation, he transformed the boxy down jacket into La Doudoune chic, maintaining quality while modernizing styles. Today, Moncler generates nearly $2 billion annually as the first outerwear brand with fashion authority. Too many choices harm both consumers and businesses. When P&G reduced Head & Shoulders offerings from 26 to 15, sales rose 10%. Golden Cat Corporation eliminated 10 underperforming cat litters and saw profits increase by 97%. Department stores' market share plummeted from 5.54% in 1998 to just 1.58% in 2017. To thrive, physical retailers must offer compelling experiences with fewer but better choices, convey distinctive perspectives, provide exceptional service, and introduce novelty regularly. Successful retail curation creates seductive environments offering entertainment and enlightenment, like Ten Corso Como's virtual narrative with art galleries at its core, and Dover Street Market's sculptural presentations creating exploratory pathways through merchandise. Aesthetic intelligence is developed through four key practices: attunement, interpretation, articulation, and curation. Attunement means becoming aware of how sensory experiences affect you physically and emotionally. Notice how colors, textures, sounds, or scents trigger specific responses. This awareness extends beyond personal preferences to understanding how these elements influence others. Interpretation involves organizing these responses into meaningful patterns, revealing your preferences and values. Your beauty marks, beloved possessions, and eyesores, disliked necessities, provide valuable data about your aesthetic sensibilities, showing connections to memories and values. Articulation requires developing precise language for your aesthetic vision. Move beyond simple descriptors like nice to specific language like ethereal with organic undertones. Mood boards help translate abstract feelings into tangible references. Curation brings everything together by thoughtfully selecting and arranging elements to create harmonious experiences. Effective curation requires understanding context, maintaining consistency, and editing ruthlessly. In our increasingly automated world, aesthetic intelligence becomes more valuable, not less. We inhabit two parallel worlds, one dominated by algorithms and attention scarcity, another seeking human connection and emotion. While digital alternatives may replace some services, those requiring human touch, hairdressers, massage therapists, interior decorators, remain irreplaceable. Technological saturation drives a counterbalancing desire for rich, tactile experiences beyond flat screens. We'll see growing demand for pronounced textures, intense flavors, and fitness practices emphasizing physical connection. Meanwhile, dissolving boundaries between genders, sexualities, races, and ages create opportunities for brands serving evolving identities. The future belongs to companies forging authentic connections and providing meaningful experiences. Modern consumers seek depth beyond material possessions. By developing aesthetic intelligence, you can create stronger customer connections and differentiate your brand in crowded markets. Successful businesses craft complete sensory experiences that engage customers on multiple levels, respecting their humanity rather than just their consumption. In a world overflowing with stuff, the ability to create beauty, meaning, and delight isn't just a competitive advantage, it's becoming essential for survival.